Excellent. So, I sent you your job in the project document. I don't think you had a chance to just have a look at it. Anyway, the meeting's going to follow more or less the same structure as last time. So we'll go around each of you in turn, and you can give your presentations on what you've been up to. And at the end of that, we need to discuss what you've come up with so that we can make a decision on the key remote control concepts. So that's, we need to know about the components, properties, materials, the user interface, and any trends that you might be expert is going to.
Right.
Okay, do you want to start again?
Okay.
You've got 40 minutes.
So I haven't made a PowerPoint
You haven't made a
presentation.
PowerPoint, that's
Yeah,
right.
I thought I'd use a whiteboard instead.
Let's hope the pen holds out.
Okay, so basically I'll start off by I thought I'd use the whiteboard because we have so many different options. And what we can do is that we can start rubbing off the options that we do not require and putting in the options that aren't or underlining them or something like that. Okay, so I'll start again with a brief introduction to connect that anyway.
Yeah.
Brief introduction to the insides of a remote control, and then we can probably discuss the various components. Okay, so what you see here is this is the outside of the remote, right? If you open it, you have a circuit board here, right? And this is the chip that I was talking about last time. This basically sends information to a transistor here, which then sends the information to an LED device here. If you flip the printed circuit board, and this is the most important point here, everything else is kind of okay. So if you flip the circuit board, this is what it looks like. So you see, for example, a particular button attaches to a particular place on the PCB,
Yeah.
and on pressing this button, a circuit completes. The information goes to the chip, which is somewhere here, and the chip then translates the code into an infrared radiation, which goes out through there. So the important point that I read over the website was that the configurations of these circuit boards are quite cheap to make. You can get them printed as you want to. So we can have a configuration irrespective of the cost, the way we want to have. Right. So that's the important point here. So these are the different options that we have. Okay. So the batteries, I'll start with the battery. So they can be simple, which is like the normal batteries in this house.
Yeah.
These are the different kind of batteries that the company makes. So hand dynamos.
Does that mean like a wind-up one?
Yeah. So I
Unwind
don't know even if you want to consider this, but these are the different things that the company makes. So
it with
they'll since they'll come internally from the company, they'll be cheaper for all these options. So the third one is the kinetic energy one.
You can make the hand dynamo into an exercise bike and then you've got exercise balls working easily and charging the remote. Yeah, and stop worrying about the whole RSI.
Yeah, it's a good option.
So what is
The kinetic
specifically?
energy one is they're usually in modern watches. Since a hand
Yeah.
keeps moving, it keeps the watch ticking. I don't know if it is a good idea for a remote control because it will just lie there for a
Yeah.
long while sometimes. As soon as you pick it up, it moves, and then again it recharges or something.
Yeah.
And the fourth option is the solar cells, which are also made environment friendly. Okay. So I'll enlist things, and then we can come back and
Yeah.
discuss what we think from everybody's perspective. there are different cases that can be provided. They can be basically the shape of the cases, they can be flat, they can be curved with one sided curved and one sided flat, and they can be curved with on both the sides. These are the three options.
You mean this would be like the shape of the north conservatory?
Yeah, would it be flat on both the sides? Would it be curved from one side? And there are different kinds of supplements available, like it can be plastic, rubber, wood, or titanium.
Did you say gold?
Wood.
No.
Yeah, you understand why when we get to purpose.
Oh, really? Okay. We can use even so titanium is also used in the company to make some space design equipment, so it's kind of it'll be probably nicer to use because it relates to the overall image of the company, but it cannot be used on a double curved surface. If we choose this, we cannot use titanium. Well, for these two we can use titanium, wood, rubber, or plastic. Okay, the interface options now. So we can have push buttons like most remotes do, and our company is an expert in making push buttons. We can have scroll wheels like the ones on mouse pointer. So and they can even have an integrated push button inside the scroller.
Okay.
So scroll plus push. So this is something that has been recently developed by the company in the last decade, so not too recent. And LCDs, we can have LCDs. These two are recent, and this is quite old. The various electronic options are this concerns first of all the chips. I showed you that there's a chip behind this thing. Like the PCB is inexpensive, so we can put in whatever we want. But the various integrated circuit options are: we have either a simple one, or a regular, or advanced, and the price goes up as we go down, obviously. Okay, so the good thing about why we would want to use advanced, why we might want to use advanced, is that LCDs can only come with the advanced chip. We need regular or advanced for scroll wheels. And the chip basically includes the infrared sender. Besides this, in under electronics, also the company has started making a sample sender, which they did not explain what it was. I'm guessing that so they have a sample sender and a sample speaker. So I'm guessing that the sample speaker is probably something like, as soon as you press a button, it gives you feedback, 1, 5, or whatever, on. I don't know whether sample sender has to do something with voice recognition or not, but anyway, so these are the different options that we have. Okay, so that's basically, now I think that we can integrate, user interface the marketing things in that. Keep taking out things from this and underlining things that are important.
Excellent. Do you want to stay somewhere near the board so that if we need to?
Yeah,
you can sit down, but just we might need you to leave up. What are you, PowerPoint or?
I have some PowerPoints here. Okay.
these pens can give you cancer of the hand, some sort of radiation.
Oh, it's got some permanent anyway.
Yeah.
Check it in and see. That's nice.
Yeah, check in the
interface concept.
Okay. To be honest, actually, I mentioned some of the things which could fit under this talk. This time I mentioned them already in the previous talk.
That's fine.
So yeah, this time I might not have them on the slides, but I can just mention them all again. Okay. So I thought I would also include the definition of user interface. So it's the aspects of a computer system or program which can be seen by the user, and which the mechanisms that the user uses to control its operation and input data. So this would include things like shape and size and buttons and voice recognition as well, and color and so on. The method I employed this time was again having a look at related products and mainly on the internet, and then analyze them from the point of view of user friendliness and also whether their appearance was pleasant. And then this can help us to decide which features we want to incorporate in our product. So some findings. So in the case of many user interfaces, they're just so full of buttons that it's actually hard to find the ones you really want to use, and it's just confusing. It takes time to learn. Okay, and I thought I would just quickly show some of them that I found. Okay, some of them are here. Well, the picture is not very clear, but as you can see, there are actual. Oh. Sorry for that. Let's go back.
That's nice.
No, please. Okay. So yeah, they're quite big and have many, many buttons. Actually, of all these, I personally prefer this one because it's the smallest and with least with the smallest number of buttons to have. And I would say even the appearance of some of them is kind of not so nice.
Okay.
So let's carry on with this. So other findings, some new things used, some of them were mentioned already by our technical designer. Our own company has developed a new user interface. This is not the one. Okay, there's a, we can include voice recognition, and it's possible to record 80 different voice samples. This one was already mentioned, the LC display.
Yeah.
Another new development is a scroll button, which was also already mentioned. And our own manufacturing division has designed a new programmable speech, sorry, a speaking unit, I guess it should be.
Yeah.
And this means that once it comes together with a voice recognition, but it's once the gadget recognizes the voice of the speaker, there can be a pre-programmed answer. For example, you can pick up the remote control and say something to it, like hello, and it says hello and your name or whatever.
Yeah.
So this is also one of the new developments which we might consider.
Can you go back for a second? Are you sure what this means, the spinning wheel with the LCD display?
It's like the, like you said, no? The scroll.
The scroll button is a different thing. I have a picture, if you, just a moment, I'll show you. I wasn't completely sure myself, but I think it's just like, it's a wheel, it's like not separate buttons. Look, this one here, but I'm not really sure whether you can really turn it around,
Yeah,
it's like
no,
you press this or
It's
this.
the
It's
iPod kind of
like where you know where you have your mouse and you go around it and it's kind of like that and you spin around and it
So instead of going down you just kind
You just go around, but it's a bit weird at first, but it's actually very like fast. I like the wheels that click on the side, you get much slower, so it's quite good if you're like searching quite a lot of stuff. Do you know, if you're looking if you're scrolling through the A to Z of your music and you're looking for something at T, then it's a lot faster than the wheel, but you've got a lot less control over it.
So maybe I should include that here as well,
Yeah.
LCDs plus spinning.
Yeah.
Okay, and the personal preferences are pretty much the same as last time. It has to be small, simple. Okay, we decided to include voice recognition. So to have the standard major buttons like on off, the channels and then volume, and then the rest will be menu on the screen. And I also thought if we want to keep it small and nice, and actually I quite like the idea of a scrolling button. I thought it could be for voice, like I don't know, like on it like used to be on Walkmans or something. There's I think there's no reason why we couldn't use something like this for the remote control. So yeah, that's it.
Excellent. Okay, straight to trainings and then we can discuss it all at once.
Okay, I put the presentation in the
Project documents.
Yeah.
Excellent. If you choose the first two then as well. In case we need to refer to it. Okay.
Hi guys. Okay, cool. So what I did was to search the internet to come up with market trends and you know what users are gonna be wanting in the near future. Okay. Right. Now the first aspect is apparently twice as important as the second aspect, which is twice as important as the third aspect. So I mean the easy to use thing is fairly low down on there, which I mean given the target group is what you would expect really. You know, people want something new, something technologically innovative and different, so the whole idea with the LCDs and the spinning and the colours and the voice recognition is quite the thing to go for. And yeah, it wants to look fancy looking feel.
So maybe as you're discussing things, is it okay if we
Yeah,
just
sure.
keep
Yeah,
highlighting things
sure.
Yeah.
So
Let's dive around the interface.
sorry,
You could put
So probably voice recognition is kind of
Yeah.
important, right?
And maybe the LCD
And
and skinning. So
yeah,
that one's a
I have
little
a
bit
point
advanced.
about LCD. I don't know if it is the right point to take it up. Well, LCDs are basically for feedback, right? To the user who's pressing buttons. And feedback can come through the television itself. Do we need an LCD on the remote?
Depends how fast your television runs, whether it doesn't link. Maybe you've got one of those telly-less boxes and you put the number in the remote and then you wait and then it goes to the TV and then you wait and then it comes. So it actually takes quite a long time. But if you get the number wrong then it's a bit of a pain. So I think, you know, a screen on the remote would probably cut down your time on that. But like remotes do tend to get thrown about a bit.
It is also quite nice though to have something here so you don't interrupt the picture on the screen, so if you're watching something.
That's true.
And
Yeah,
it would
that's
be like, I mean, if you can make it integrate with the TV, then it could come up with new information about what's on, and you could just see that on the remote rather
Yeah,
than.
rather than having to interrupt your viewing pleasure.
But I think maybe a way to do it would be similar to how you have your mobile phone, you know, you have the slidey ones and you have the flippy ones, and then the screen's protected so it doesn't actually get scratched. So you can have like what looks like a normal remote control on you, or like a minimalist remote control. So you've got your buttons 1 to 9, you're on and off. And your volume on that, and then
And
if you
then
want to mess
flip it
about with it, you
open.
flip it open, and yeah.
So So we seem to have consensus that LCDs are definitely the way to go
Yeah, I
because
think
of trial
so.
and
Yeah, so that kind of decides your whole chip thing.
Right.
Yeah.
You agree?
Yep,
Okay.
yep.
Yeah.
Right.
So
Okay.
LCDs.
Okay, apparently fruits and vegetables will be providing an explosion. Sorry, I'm just gonna clip up. So these will be an important feature for clothes, shoes and furniture. So, I mean, I'm taking this to mean, you know, calendars. Do you know, because you don't tend to get flat vegetables,
Yeah, and
you
possibly
know.
even uneven, like
Yeah, a bit of
that
asymmetry
flat
and
surface.
stuff. But that would be a good way to get in the whole RSI issue in there, because, I mean, if you think most people use the remote control with their right hands, and you want to, you curve it so that it's suitable for using the right hand. Yeah, I'm not quite sure about the relevance of material will be spongy.
Something a bit squishy and
Yeah, but I
Yeah,
mean,
we
it could be like a rubber,
we have rubber, but
Mm-hmm.
there is a problem that I forgot to discuss with the with using.
Well, I suppose you wouldn't get a remote, an electric shock off your remote control if it was made of rubber.
Yeah, and it would help if you drop it
Checks in as well. Yeah.
So if we use latex cases, they won't allow us to use solar cells as an energy source, so that is a constraint. So we could use titanium, wood, or plastic.
Or if we want to use the latex, then we have to go with one of the other
Because
Yeah,
maybe
we
rubber
have
you could get the kinetic energy fairly easily, though you could just bounce
Yeah,
up and down.
yeah.
You could have it as like a little ball, you know. Put clips
Yeah.
So yeah.
So
If
probably double curved surface is the way to go.
Yeah.
Or curved at one end and flat on the top. Because I'm not sure if it is flat on both the sides, then how much easy would it be to reach for buttons, etc.
Yeah, to have a certain element of flatness, I think
Yeah.
it depends on the whole ergonomics of it. You know, it's like how you put your hands so it's the least movement,
Yeah,
basically.
single side curve or double side curve does not say too much, does it?
No, I
But
don't think it makes a lot of difference. I have one of those slidey frames, and I mean the back is essentially straight, but it's curvy, so.
Yeah,
Besides, you
it's
have four
I
sides
think
to a thing, so I mean, does
Yeah.
curved one side mean one side is curved?
Right.
And, you know, curved two sides means the whole thing is just a big curly butt thing.
Did it say anywhere in your research material about the sliding stuff? Or because according to the information that I have, I think the only options that we have for the cases are these three.
Yeah.
Either we have a flat surfaced case or a curved surface case. It does not
I
say
think
anything
too.
about whether technically, you know, this stuff is available at all.
Yeah, it's more about the protecting the LCD, which I
Right.
think is where it came from.
Yeah.
But no, my research didn't tell me anything, which is why we have all the pictures, because I have nothing
Right.
better to do with my time. Okay, cool.
Anything else? We've got
Combine style with a level of functionality. Beauty and practicality. I'm the same beauty and functionality.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, looking at what we've got, we want an LCD display with a spinning wheel.
Let's try to rub off
Yeah,
things
rub off
and
some of
yeah.
those.
So hand dynamos are definitely out, right? You can't buy
Yeah,
gear robots,
it's
so
not,
yeah.
that's not streamlined and sexy, having a wind up.
Kinetic energy does seem to have some kind of
I think
appeal, but
it's
it's
less of practicality really, isn't it,
yeah.
you know?
As against a watch which constantly keeps moving, this thing will have to be tapped every time, which might be very frustrating for the user.
Depends how much
Kinetic
movement it
energy
really needs.
I don't have the
Presumably,
technical
if they're
mechanism.
suggesting it, then we could use it.
Okay, let's keep it off
I'd
then,
keep
for
it
given,
on.
yeah. The completely flat case is definitely out,
We don't
right?
want
It
that.
has to be at least
Yeah,
curved on
not
one side.
vegetable.
Okay, we still have all the options. Wood. Do you think wood
Yeah,
will be
wood
applied?
is, I can't, how do you, I mean, you can't keep it really small. You can't make it like thin and
Right.
the whole
Yeah,
thing,
quite
because
logical.
you need to put all the technology in. So I mean, if the case you add the case and
Yeah, if it
it
is
becomes a
really
bit
thin,
bulky, what
if it is really thin, it's likely to break. It's much more
Yeah, and given that we're looking at more spongy material preferences, I would think maybe
Yeah, well,
rubber
it's
or
not
plastic
very
is more.
Well, it's not very cleanable either.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's not a practical, I mean it's all right for a table, but for a remote control, you know,
Yeah.
and splinters and stuff
Yeah.
and
Yeah.
Okay.
it just doesn't make any sense, I think, is
Right.
the
Yeah,
thing.
in the case of remote control, not really.
Yeah.
Okay, now for the really interesting stuff, the interface.
Yeah.
Right, so the push buttons is our expertise in the industry, but it seems to be out of trend, you know, nobody's
Yeah,
much
but
more.
have some push buttons,
I
though.
think for the canal the channel numbers, you still need them, really.
Yeah.
Right.
So for
Oh,
channel numbers,
if we
but
have LCD displays, that opens up a whole world, you know. If you have an LCD display, then you can
But
select
I
almost everything on the
yeah,
LCD
but
display.
I think the
Access
LCD
is
display
fast.
is kind of, yeah, it's faster with a, and if we just, when we discussed that we might like to split things, open things, then
Yeah.
I mean, you can use it as a normal remote control, but
Okay.
if you do want to use LCD, then you flip it open, but it's
Yeah.
more time
Yeah.
consuming.
I think this is going back to the graph at the beginning that I made, where, you know, the buttons that people use all the time, you want buttons for them,
Yeah.
and everything else,
Yeah.
many don't.
LCD.
So in the buttons we have for the channels also we have options. Do we enumerate everything from 0 to 9, or do we have just channel plus, channel minus, just
No,
numbers?
I mean, we definitely need the numbers because
Numbers.
it's otherwise people don't want to flip through all the channels.
Yeah.
Do we need them on as buttons, or do we need them as LCD?
On the LCD we can, you know.
Yeah,
I would say
I think
buttons
buttons,
because
yeah.
Yeah.
It's the, I think the
So
thing is, so if someone just wants to turn on the TV and put on a channel, then it
Yeah.
should be easier to
Yeah.
use than any other remote. And then if someone wants to, you know, change the contrast on their TV, and
Right.
they should be able to do that, and it should be accessible. But you know, I mean, most of the time, I mean, there's a limit to how much the biggest technology you can spend fiddling with the TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think is the issue there.
Okay, so buttons definitely, but shall we try to draw our
I think that's what you guys are gonna do next.
Oh,
So if we put down the key
okay. Okay,
the
so
things
components. Right,
that we
so
want.
what about the scrolling
Yeah, but I'm not completely clear. About the spinning wheel. So I think it doesn't make sense to have both, like a scrolling and spinning thing.
Yeah,
That's, you
or
cannot include everything in the spinning if you.
just spinning and not scrolling, I would say.
And
I would say
Because
that the spinning goes at a higher speed to the
Yeah.
scrolling wheel, so you have to decide whether you know you want to be going so fast or not. But I mean, the thing with this whole, if you're planning on making it out of rubber on the basis that it's spongy, then I'm not sure how well a scrolling wheel would work.
But if you've got a if
Oh, but I mean, you
if you've
can.
got a flip thing, effectively it's something that's curved on one side and flat on the other side that you fold it
Yeah,
in
but
half.
your spinning wheel tends to go to one
That would
side.
be on one side.
I'm not sure it would be a good idea to construct the whole thing out of rubber.
Yeah, I
No.
think so too.
I
I
think
mean,
it's
the
just
case would be,
replacing
yeah,
the
the outside
rubber
rubber
and
and
then
the buttons,
open it up,
or at
yeah.
the corners,
Rubber buttons
edges, just
prevent.
the edges covered by rubber or something like
Yeah.
that, everything else in plastic,
Yeah.
or we even try cleaning if we want to use it.
Or maybe like interchangeable cases. Because I know, like, we're going back to iPods again with the whole spinning wheel, but I have like a, you know, obviously my iPod's not made of rubber, and then I have a little rubber case that goes over the top of it, and I can change the color theoretically to match my outfit.
Right. Okay, so that gives us a more trendy look as well.
Yeah, I think the spinning wheel's definitely by now.
Right. Yeah,
Yeah.
and we're going more for the trends than for the usability
That's
anyway.
right,
Yeah.
that's what they're
Right.
after.
So rub that out. And colors can be provided with the case rather than but we still need to think about the color of our remote as such, you know, just because
Yeah, I
black
think
or
it was a requirement that we use our the colors of our company. So would it be like yellow, gray, and black or something? Or
I guess.
that doesn't fit
Or
in
just
with the whole vegetable theme,
bananas.
really.
Bananas, yellow. Yeah,
Yeah,
definitely.
but I mean, do you think we could incorporate the colors of the company into the buttons and then make the color of the main remote the color like vegetable colors, do you know? So you could have like, I mean, I suppose vegetable colors would be orange and green and some reds and maybe purple and that, and then you pick the buttons in company colors to match them up.
Okay, if you go over to the integrated circuits, since we are having LCDs
Then
there,
maybe
there's no way that
advanced,
we're we'll be able to. What we do need to consider, however, is that the price is going up with every such thing that we're considering. But since LCDs seems to be a definite yes, so it seems to be one area where we would want to spend. So I'll drop off the other two.
So are we discounting solar energy because rubber's gonna be used in there somewhere, or that was the
Oh, so the constraint was
we can't have
solar panels
solar panels with rubber.
So
So
Yeah, okay, so we lose that, I think.
should we go for, if we're going for rubber, we think of on as our case and then
And the buttons as well, maybe. Yeah.
I think
We've got 5 more
we'll
minutes.
have using simple battery will be a safer option as compared to the kinetic energy one. I mean, although it does seem interesting, but it does not hold any advantages as
Yeah,
such,
it's just a
you
gimmick.
know. Okay, so we understand this better now that the speaker is for the feedback, right? It says the things that you type in or something like that.
I
So
think if we can include them at not too much extra cost,
yeah.
then I'd put them in, but if
We
it's
don't have too much information about it.
Yeah, but I think it should be quite cheap because it's from our own
It's from the
company.
Yeah.
company.
Okay.
So
So this is in as well then.
Yeah. And the case is curved on one side but then
Flat on the top.
flat, so it's flipped into each other.
Okay.
Now for the
Yeah,
thing
sure.
I think we're doing. If we just
Sorry, Ian.
No, it's all right. I'm just putting that.
What does ICS mean?
ICs, integrated circuits.
Okay. So it's advanced integrated circuits.
Yep.
Yeah, energy farm.
Oh, no, we're definitely going in for voice recognition as well as LCDs.
Yeah. Okay. So we've basically worked out that we're going with a simple battery, the advanced chip, and a curved on one side case which is folded in on itself, made out of rubber, and buttons are also rubber. We're having push buttons on the outside, and then on the inside an LCD with spinning wheel, and we're incorporating voice recognition. Our overall concept, and it's gonna look sort of vegetal and be in bright vegetable colors.
So would we have the spinning wheel inside with the LCD, or would it be on the outside?
Might as
Might as well
well
be inside.
Okay.
So actually that could like really cut down your thing. So you've got your outside, which is like minimalist, and then you open it up, and you've
Yeah,
got a
exactly.
screen and a spinning wheel, which you can incorporate buttons into. So
Yeah.
you've still not got like a lot of stuff in there. You've maybe got, like if you're modelling on an iPod, you've got 5 buttons and a wheel, and 4 of your buttons are in the wheel, and the other one's the little bit inside the wheel centre.
Sure. Okay, so now we've got 30 minutes before our next meeting. in the meantime, the industrial designer over here is going to work on the look and feel design, which I presume he'll work out what that means. The user interface designer will work on the user interface design, and the marketing expert is going to work on product innovation. And as well as that, the two designers are going to work together on our prototype, following those instructions that we've just come up with, using modelling clay and a little bit extra instructions from your personal coach. Is that all okay? And anyone who hasn't put their presentation in the project documents folder, it would be good just so in case we have to refer to it.
Shall I even worry first, or shall I stay here?
I don't know, maybe I would carry.